I feel like it is really lonely, you know, this career. Like, it's really lonely because it's like, oh, you're on tour for a couple months. But then, like, once you get back home, like, now what? I just get, like, so frustrated with myself and sad because, like, I feel like I could do better. I feel like that's one of my biggest problems. Like, I have, like, two bank accounts. My personal one and, like, the one, like, the business one. And my mom, she manages the business. But man, I'm in my rapper era. No, she manages the business one.
Why hasn't there been a song with you, Eslabon, and Ivan?
You don't know how bad I've been trying to get that collab. Like, I don't even care if it comes out with me. Like, I just want it to come out, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. I want to give that to the people. But, and Pedro's down too. But I think...
You were with Peso Pluma, you know, he talked to you, he talked to your mom, and he told your mom, we're gonna make a song together.
Yeah.
Planning on anything still? Is there a song yet?
We've always talked, but just like like friends, you know, like we've mentioned like the song and all that.
How do you describe your relationship with Eslabon now? Like, how's that friendship?
It's like sick to even say that he's my friend, you know, like we literally... like just hang out randomly, we go play soccer. And by the way, Juaste y Sufri 2 is coming.
Okay.
This is Juaste y Sufri 2.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Papa podcast. We are here once again at the Spotify Studios. Huge shout out to our boy DC. Today we have a special guest.
Very special guest.
Very special guest. Danny Lux.
Was that a good intro, Danny, or you want to redo it? No, honestly, it's good to have you here. This is the second time doing the podcast. Yeah. We did one, I think, 2 years ago.
At an Airbnb.
That's crazy. It was 2 years ago.
Right? Yeah, we were reminiscing on that recently. And
yeah.
Oh, it's like, it's been 2 years. ¿Qué hemos hecho en esos dos años?
Damn.
What have we done?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but you've done a lot.
Yeah, but you've done a lot. Yeah, you've done a lot. But
I've just been working and echándole ganas and everything.
Now we see you, bro. We see you working, and also, like, we're super proud of you.
Thank you. Everyone
watching is proud of you, and, you know, we're here to talk about your accomplishments and everything.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
you
know, too.
It's just been a crazy ass, like, bro, it doesn't even feel like 2 years, bro. But, like, it's crazy because now I think about it, and I literally started making music, like 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just crazy how far everything's been going, and it's crazy to think that I'm still barely starting as well, because, like, in an artist's, like, career, like, 5 years is a little bit, bro, a little bit of time, like, you're barely still starting. It's crazy, bro.
Still the beginning, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've done so much. You were even at Coachella last year, a bunch of different things, the album. You really have done a lot more than us in the 2 years.
No nos preguntes qué hemos hecho nosotros. Literally, y'all are now in the Spotify.
We rented this.
No, yeah, that's true.
Y'all are now owners of Spotify. What the heck?
Imagine we had equity. Ah, I'm kidding.
Hey, but talking about Coachella, you were at Coachella last year.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing, like, it was like a billboard, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
from the Coachella Valley.
Coachella Valley. So your dad... he used to, like, pick up the trash at Coachella.
At the festival.
And then you played at Coachella, which was, like, something... Yeah.
No, bro, it was crazy because I remember, like, growing up, like, there would always be, like, a certain time frame. Like, I was probably, like, 10 or 9. And I would remember there would be so much traffic, bro, like, randomly. And I would ask my mom, like, why is there so much traffic? And then she would say, like, oh, it's the Coachella weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I would just always think about that when I was little, because I was like, what is that? Like, what the heck is a Coachella fest? And then, but those weekends, my dad would come home until, like, 3 in the morning, mm-hmm. like, hella late. And then, well, as I got older, I started finding out, like, what the Coachella fest was. It was, like, a music festival. And, like, it's like, hella important even around there, because, like, around those times is when hella people start staying in, like, Palm Springs, all those cities around Coachella, because, like, they just get Airbnbs there and all that.
It's fucking expensive during Coachella weekend.
Yeah. And we were so lucky, bro, because, like, the day that I played, my house was, like, 15 minutes from the Coachella Fest. So, like, we would literally leave, like, an hour before I played or something.
Now we know where to stay at this
year.
This year.
Well, I don't live there anymore.
Nah. Where do you live now? Stone Cold, Coachella Valley?
It's, like, 50 minutes more towards here, LA.
Oh,
so, like, now I'm in the middle.
bought a house.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't going to drive
it. Bought a house.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, that's a huge accomplishment.
Wow.
Damn. Well, I mean, it's like for the whole family, you know, like for my parents and everything. So I'm there right now with everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn, that's badass. No, congrats.
I don't think
that.
You've ever said that anywhere, right? That you bought a house?
Have
you?
I've never said that.
Exclusively here in Augusto Papa.
No, I'm just, it's just crazy because it's all literally just thanks to everybody that's been supporting. Like, it's just been crazy ass ride, bro. It's been a crazy ass ride.
Damn, you bought a house. All right, so with your first, I mean, you don't have to answer, but with your first, like, very big check, like, what'd you buy?
Well, my first ever check or my first big check?
First ever check.
My first ever check, I remember I had released this song called 24/7, like my first ever song. Bro, I literally hate that song now. Bro. I listen to it and I'm like, bro, why do I sound like that? But then I remember like 1 month I got like $100 like from the royalties.
Yeah.
It was like $100. And I remember I went to the thrift store and I spent it all on like, at the thrift store, I remember.
That's badass.
But it was crazy. Like, I feel like it was more sentimental to see those first $100 than getting like the first big check, because it was like, damn, like that was the start of like getting even more motivated, you know? Because it's crazy that my music was able to even get me those $100, you know? Like, I had never even seen $100 in my account, I remember, because I was like 16. Damn. And I had never worked a job. It was just crazy, bro, and I feel like that really motivated me as well. And like, I remember the first big check I got, it like appeared in my bank account, and I remember I told my mom, because she kind of like manages the money and all that, because I have like two bank accounts, my personal one and like the one, like the business one. And my mom, she manages the business. But man, I'm in my rapper era. No, she manages the business one, and I literally told her, because I couldn't believe that much money was in my account, and I think it was a little bit after like Juaste y Sufri, like started like blowing up. It was like a little bit after that, and then my mom, I told her, I was like, literally any bills you need to pay, anything, just grab it from this account. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, nah, I'm not, that's your money. Like, nah, I'm not going to grab it or anything. So literally I took like half of it and I just gave it to her, bro. Like,
that's
half of it.
Yeah,
and then, I just kept doing what I was doing. And obviously I still want to get even further, you know, like my main goal is just to like be able to inspire so many more people, so many more teenagers, kids, anybody, bro. I want the day that I die, I want people to say like, no, Danny really left his mark on the legacy. Regional Mexican music.
No, I think you definitely have, like you said, you're barely starting. I think you started like your own sound, you know. I think the previous podcast we talked about you integrating jazz chords, and I think after you, like, people been doing it, you know, and I think people really grab onto that sound, and you know, they just build upon, you know, the style. But congrats on that.
That's been crazy. Like, I love seeing new artists, new kids, because there's just so much talent, you know. Like, there's so much talent. There's so many people like making the genre evolve, like changing. Mm-hmm. There's so many subgenres in regional Mexican now. It's all so sick, and I have so much respect for everybody in this genre, every artist in general, for everything that they do to add to more. Like, I feel like music can literally change the world, bro. Like any song can at least make you feel better, or, I don't know, at least change your mood.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you're sad, you know, brings you up.
Literally.
And last week we were talking about, in the podcast Just Us, that usually the top dogs in the música just collab within each other. And then we're talking about, like, maybe it's competition or something like that. And you're saying that it's very important for you to inspire the kids, you know, to see them come up. They have so much talent. Why is it important for you to inspire and, you know, see them do their thing?
Because I feel like that's what I needed when I was a kid. I mean, we're all still basically kids, so young. But like when I was like younger, I feel like that's what I really needed, like that motivation, you know? I kind of had to learn to motivate myself, you know? And obviously like my parents were a big motivation to me, and just, I didn't really have like a, who the fuck? fuck is calling me, bro? I'm gonna put my phone on do not disturb. Oh, it wasn't even a call.
My Amber bad, Alert shit.
It was an Amber Alert. No, guy with the red hat stole a girl.
Damn. Oh, with earwax eyes, dude.
Dripping earwax trail. Left.
Dripping moco.
I know. Yeah.
Nah, I just
no. The guy with the red sweater.
That's yeah, I can hear you guys. I'm half deaf,
bro. Oh, literally, you're half deaf.
Yeah.
You have like a
tell the people what happened to your ear.
I don't know what happened to my ear.
Yeah, no escucha, but he doesn't want to go to the doctor.
I listen to a lot of bullshit.
Obamacare.
Hey, what ear is it?
That one.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
That's crazy. Well, at least you have this one open to hear the important stuff.
That's what happens from here in Las Vegas. You'll have a liqueada 7 times a day.
Ah, there you go.
Damn.
But yeah.
Wait, what was I even saying?
Yeah, I forgot to.
Yeah, you.
Oh, no. Like,
that you needed inspiring.
Yeah.
That's why I want to, like, just, like, inspire all the new generation, bro. Like, just to be able to make their own unique style, like, do whatever they want to do, like, experiment with your things. Like, don't be scared to do what you want to do.
And we were talking about that yesterday, how you're an artist who is not scared of experimenting.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? I feel because it's not the norm.
I don't even know, bro. It's
like
just
the whole
like,
house of lugs, you know, adding all these
bro,
instruments.
I was, like, I honestly, like, I get worried sometimes whenever I experiment a little too much because I'm just like, damn, like, maybe people aren't even going to know what to think of me anymore. Like, they're not going to be able to put me in a certain category.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like even then, it's kind of sick because, like, people literally can't put me in a certain category, mm-hmm. you know? Like, yeah, like, all my songs, they have, like, those raíces del regional mexicano. But at the end of the day, I like adding my own touch to everything. And I remember when I was making House of Lux, bro, I literally put it as the last song in the album because I was like, bro, like, if people don't like it, I mean, it's the last song, you know? It's like the outro, basically. But right now, it's literally, like, the most streamed song in that album, bro. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And like, it's probably the song that I worked on the least, you know? Like, I just made it real quick. It has, like, 4 bars of, like, letra, and, everybody really liked it. And I really enjoyed making it, too, like, the beat and everything. It was crazy, bro. It was so sick to make that type of music because I love listening to house music, bro. I love it. And yeah, and that song, I had one of my friends, his name's Juan, he's the one that like did the second half, like the electronic part. But I don't know, it was a sick thing that people accepted the song and like they really liked it. It's sick.
And there's a House of Lux 2 coming out, right?
Yeah, bro.
Okay,
tell us about that.
It has more lyrics. I like try to make it as similar as I could to House of Lux, but like not exactly the same. So like it's still obviously like the same style, like that type of house vibe. But it's sick, bro. It's sick.
And you talking about like the success of House of Lux, how hard is it to capture a vibe and kind of replicate the same elements and the success of a song? For example, you had Jugaste Sufrir, you know, that was a huge song.
Mm-hmm.
Viral.
Like, did you ever think in your mind, you're like, okay, I'm going to try to capture this vibe, but like in a different way?
Honestly, I don't really like to like redo what I did, you know? Like, obviously, I try to do it in a similar style, but I don't try to replicate it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like in Jugaste Sufrir and then Si Supieras, like, they're both the same vibe, but they're not the same song.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, and by the way, Jugaste Sufrir 2 is coming.
Crazy.
With
Eslabón 2?
Yeah, with Eslabón.
Just Eslabón, or is there going to be like a third artist?
No, right now, I feel like it's just going to be Bien Eslabón because it's like the OG way, you know? Like with Jugaste Sufrir and Si Supieras. And then Me Cambiaste, like, everybody, like, I've seen, like, they call Si Supieras, Jugaste Sufrir number 2, and then...
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people say
Me Cambiaste, Jugaste Sufrir number 3. So they're saying, like, this next one is going to come out. It's basically, like, Jugaste Sufrir number 4.
Ya van pa la cuarta.
Literally, bro, but it's going to... Bro, like, the song's already done, too. Like, it's sick, yeah.
And you're going to drop it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but, like, the song... All I know is that the song is crazy, bro. I have like the first part of it.
That's crazy.
Let me see.
Exclusively on Gusto Papá.
That is the worst day to not hear. Oh man.
No, good thing it's on
this side. This one doesn't even have like Pedro's voice yet.
Oh, does it?
No. But watch this one actually did try to like incorporate the same type of elements that I used for the first Juaste Sufri. Mm-hmm. But like, bro, this one's probably one of my favorite songs in general, bro. Like, cause I feel like I kind of was like drifting away from my original style, like the style that everybody like knew me as, like that mm-hmm. they first heard of me. And like even with these new songs, I'm trying to keep that same essence, you know, that everybody has always liked, and just trying to bring it back. Cause watch, this is Juaste Sufri 2, like the intro. Excited for that one to come out too. I literally, there's no dates at all, but I just know that it's gonna be crazy, bro.
Yeah, so crazy how like you guys make a song, but like it doesn't come out till like months later.
Yeah, bro, there's songs that I've made that just never came out.
Wow.
Yeah, like never. I don't know why. Like I just probably didn't like them enough, and then I just forgot about them. But yeah, it's been crazy. And like even with the whole deluxe album that I released, that one was like so fun to make, bro. Like every song is different. Like, uh-huh. I feel like if somebody didn't like one song from the album, they might like another one because they're also completely different. They're not one of them is like the same style.
Wow.
Yeah, I try to do that a lot. And sometimes people just, like, obviously they're like, Danny, you should just stick to your normal style and all that. And I mean, they're right, but I feel like also music is like, it's supposed to be universal, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I want people to, like, that don't even know how to speak Spanish to be able to enjoy the songs, like the melodies, the beats. It's sick. Yeah,
I think that's something that we've seen more, right? With like Regional going viral, where people that don't speak Spanish listening to the songs. There's like probably like a few trends on TikTok where it's like, oh, I don't know what it says, but like I really like it.
Yeah,
well, that's what happened with Juaste Sufri too.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro.
Yeah, I think you and Eslabon have like this crazy chemistry where, you know, people could really relate to it. How do you describe your relationship with Eslabon now? Like, how's that friendship?
It's like sick to even say that he's my friend, you know? Like, we literally like just hang out randomly. We go play soccer. Okay, never mind. I was about to mention somebody.
Yeah.
Never mind. But yeah, we played soccer the other day. But yeah, it's just a sick friendship, bro. Like all of them, like they're all like really humble people. Well, I mean, honestly, he helped me out in my career. Like all of them, like La Buena Armada in general, like their whole team, they really, like, it's honestly thanks to them and thanks to Juaste Sufri that I really started like my career, you know. It really gave me a boost, and I got lucky enough because a lot of new artists don't get that opportunity to collab with a bigger artist and then blow up off of that, you know.
Yeah.
And like I feel like a lot has been like a lot of like luck, you know. It's just like a lot of luck has helped me. Like God has just been helping me, bro. It's been crazy. But like obviously not everything has been easy, you know. Like you always have to work for what you want always.
Yeah. And then how Jason mentioned like the chemistry's there, the friendship's there, why hasn't there been a song with you, Eslabon, and Ivan? I feel like everyone wants it.
Bro, you don't know how bad I've been trying to get that collab. Like, I don't even care if it comes out with me. Like, I just want it to come out, you know? I want to give that to the people. But, and Pedro's down too. But I think, I don't know if I could talk about that. But No. Like, what I was about to say, it's because Ivan, he's like, he's just working on something right now.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, like, we've tried to, like, send him a song to see if he like, because I think I've sent him, like, 4 different songs to see if he would be down to like hop on with me and Pedro, and like he would just say that like, oh, I'm busy, like I can't record.
Oh, I think I might know like what's going on, but like he can't, right?
No,
it's
no,
not
no.
that he doesn't want to. It's just that like he can't.
Oh, I don't even know, bro. I don't want to get in trouble right now. No. Like I think he's just working on a project, and like he's trying to just focus on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect that. But yeah, like me and Pedro, like we've always been down, and especially me, bro, because everybody, like, I get so many messages, like, when is a collab with Ivan coming? When is all that happening? And like, trust me, like I'm trying to do it for you guys, but. I mean, some people are busy and doing their own things, and you just gotta respect that.
Yeah, I think it would be badass. I think a song like that would definitely pop off, especially when, you know, there's a particular market, you know, wanting that. If people ask for it, that's normally the stuff that pops off. I know in rap, like, that's really popular, where if people demand it, like, it goes. But you said,
yeah, bro,
respect.
I wanna do it so bad. Like, honestly, I don't understand why it hasn't happened, bro.
That thing should have happened, like,
it should have been happened, bro, but. Like, I don't know.
We can make the biggest song of the year.
Bro, they would, like, I feel like it would literally change everything, bro. Like, if we were, the three of us just hopped on a song, like a sad-ass song.
Like, we'd be getting, like, flying cars and shit.
Literally, bro. I feel like by the time me, Pedro, and Ivan collab, there's gonna be fucking, like, flying people at that point. It's gonna be crazy.
Everybody walking around with the headset. Hey, yeah.
We gotta get...
You're gonna start a petition right now.
We gotta get
change.org.
We gotta get Ivan.
They're gonna take down the border. Everything's gonna be fixed, bro.
I was gonna say a joke, but it's gone. We gotta get that collab before GTA 6.
Oh.
We're gonna say we got GTA 6 before the collab between you guys.
Literally.
That's gonna be the new thing.
Nah, bro. When is GTA 6 gonna come out?
2025?
No, I thought 26? 25? On PS5?
Somebody like leaked the trailer and wasn't supposed to, right?
Just a day before or something like that. Break? We're gonna take a break.
Right, and the question is, do you party?
Me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I like to be the one that makes the party. Like, I like to be like the DJ. You know?
I didn't answer my question.
I'm just like, no, y'all wanna know? I feel like the question y'all are asking is like, if I drink or not, huh? Or like if I
would you? Or do you go to a party and not drink at all?
Yeah. It's because honestly, bro, I don't like going to parties. I don't like going to like stuff like that. But literally, I like going to things like if it's house music.
Oh.
Like I like stuff like that. Like I don't like normal parties. I don't. But like if it's house music, I just like vibing. You know. I don't. Obviously, I'll drink a little bit, but I'm not like. Stupid, you know.
Gotta be responsible.
That's what we need to be on.
respect.
Yeah, because we've actually talked about house music, but that we want to go to a place where they play that, but we haven't got the chance yet.
There's like these things that I think they do them here in LA too. They're called boiler rooms. Y'all should check out the boiler rooms. It's like a there's like a DJ like in the middle, and then a crowd like hella people go, bro. There's like hella lights, so if you have epilepsy, don't go. Like it's like hella things, bro.
Oh, that's not a joke.
And then like the house music, it's crazy. And like I've never been to one, but I've seen the videos, and I want to go to one too.
Damn,
I think you have been to one.
No,
he hasn't been to one.
Nah, like he's recommending it, but then he hasn't been to it.
Nah, I mean, I've just seen a bunch of videos of them on YouTube too. Like they be doing like the live sets, like they like stream it. So I just see like all the what the DJs be doing, and it's like.
Yeah, when they're in the middle, right? I think I saw when it was like Black Coffee. I didn't really know who he was.
But Black Boiler Coffee?
Yeah.
That sounds
like a DJ, right?
Yeah. He just got like, he got a Grammy or something like that. But what caught my attention was that he was in the middle and then the people were around
him. Yeah, I feel like that to me is such a sick vibe. Like, you're the one like making all the sounds, all like the mixing the songs together and everybody's just vibing with you. I feel like that's my type of vibe right there.
We're going to have to check it out, huh?
Yeah, for real. Porque nosotros nomás vamos a... I no quiero decir mejor.
Y'all go for what?
Dad, where do we go? We just wait. What was the question?
Well, where do you go for parties? Like, what do you go to do at the party? All right, watch. I want you to walk me through like a party night. Like, how do you get ready?
All right.
How do you like show up?
No, not at our house.
Oh, not at our house.
Like, just
no.
Like,
well, I'm gonna say when actually the house because we don't really go out to parties together.
What happens at
to
the
be
house?
Honest? But at the house. We'll be like, oh, we're going to celebrate. Oh, the last one that we did was 400,000 subscribers.
Oh, shit. That's a good reason to celebrate.
And then...
Congrats.
Thank you. And then we were like, all right, we got the speaker. We're going to get, like, a bottle. And we're gonna be all fancy. We got some bags of chips. and then we're like, you know what? 400K once in a lifetime opportunity. We did Tosti Locos, and we went to Little Caesars and we got like 10 pizzas, bro.
No way. 10
pizzas. That was excessive. For the three I admit of you it. Then? That was me though.
Or like y'all had invited hella people.
We invited just like some close friends, some very close friends. It was what, like maybe 10 of us? And then from there we just like play some music. We'll start with like the music that's like popping right now. And then as the night goes, the drinks go. He starts putting cumbias. They start dancing some cumbias from El Defe.
That's already like fucking lit.
Yeah.
We play Alegres too.
Los Alegres. Okay. Yeah, but just there like with people that we know. So it doesn't get like rowdy, you know. It's sometimes a little sketchy to go out to places. But yeah. Así que like a random party, we don't know.
We actually got a noise complaint in the mail.
Like all the neighbors got together. And
no way.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like I would never be able to live like in an apartment or something.
Yeah. It's a little bit more
tricky. Then
it's
like HOA, so they're like so strict and shit.
Yeah. And then the next morning, dude, oh my God. Then we got the complaint. I walked outside. I think it was, I walked outside with you and I was like, man, fuck the neighbors. And we're right next to the little playground. And there was like two neighbors sitting down right there. And I was just like,
dude, that was so I feel like it's you that been spilling everything, huh?
Oh my god.
The neighbors hate us.
Bro.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know? Yeah, I feel like it could have been way worse.
You good, Brenda?
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys, we are back from the break. And, you know, before we get started with some more questions.
I thought that was.
All right, fuck it, we'll throw it in. All right, guys, so today we brought.
I didn't know.
Honestly, keep it rolling.
Go.
So today we brought one of Danny Lux's biggest fans, like the biggest fans. He idolizes him, and it's awesome to have him here. We invited him. We want him to sit down right here.
Yes, sir.
Brandon Lux.
Just throw it in that bucket. Okay.
Ah, damn, look at his cool walk.
I gotta dress up nice today.
All right, Brandon, you got your idol right here. You got to ask him one question.
I don't got questions.
And then you fuck off.
One question, I don't got anything.
You got your idol right here, bro. You can ask him.
I know he's your favorite artist.
No, first of all, I appreciate it, bro. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Damn, I'm getting fucking up, you know? Bro, I haven't been on camera, and now y'all here.
You can ask him one question, anything you want. Anything.
I'm gonna steal your question.
Don't hold back.
No, like anything you want. Like it'll be like,
you could get as personal as you want.
You could
as per. Nah, I don't know. I don't got any.
What hair product you use?
Like, where do you shop? What do you put on your hair? You know, like anything.
You could cover.
Like, how could I have more drip?
Whoa, nah. This one. More like I don't know if it's a good question. I don't know if you guys were gonna ask it, but I guess like, do you feel like you made it, or like in a way, do you feel like you're getting there? Or is there like a point in life where you're like, fuck, like this is crazy, like this is, you know?
No, honestly, that's solid? A good question. That's a solid? Good question. No, literally, I feel like I'm getting there, you know? I feel like slowly, I just have to keep putting in the work to, because I feel like, obviously, I'm not where I want to be at yet, like in my career, but I'm so grateful for where I am, you know? Like, my answer is I'm getting there slowly.
Damn, so, I mean, that's a lot of accomplishments, though.
So, no, like, it's been crazy, bro.
So, like, where do you want to get? Like, what's the goal?
I feel like the goal is, like, for me, has always been, like I said, like, to motivate hella people, to make people stop looking like me. I'm kidding.
It's a true story. Cause one day, like, I had like an undercut, right? So I didn't have all this mullet.
Okay.
Nah, but I was like, one day I went to my barber and I showed him a picture. I was like, I'm trying to get my hair like in the back like that, so like it flows and stuff, you know?
Yeah. So it just flows.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, I'm trying to be like this guy, but I'm not trying to be him, you know?
No, bro. I promise you, like they told me to say that. I promise you, like when you went to go out, they told me.
I'm not mean.
I promise.
Nah, no, don't worry about it. Right? You guys bully me every day. It's all right, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but they inspire your hairstyle 100%.
A little bit. Because, like, I mean, obviously, I didn't have this. I didn't have a mullet. But then one day, I was like, fuck, like, the back of my head looks stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, like, I met you, like, 2-3 years ago at Viva.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was like, like, you know, the hair looks cool. So I was like, fuck it, like, I'll just get, like, a little mullet. And then from there, I was kind of like, fuck, like, I don't want to change it.
No, that's
so, not like, deadass, you did kind of, like, inspire me.
No, that's like, no, I respect that.
No, but yeah, it's dope because you're like the first like artist to follow me.
Oh yeah, he was saying that.
Yeah, so honestly, it feels like for real, like it feels like, I don't know, maybe in a way, but like just seeing your name there when people were like kind of looking at my account, they're probably like, oh shit, like okay, like this guy's not playing, like this guy's the real deal, you know?
No, thank
you. So no, yeah, I appreciate, you know, following me back and anything.
No, literally anybody, go follow him on Instagram.
Say
Brandon
say.
Lua.
No, not my personal. Say. Say Lua's Films.
Lua's Films.
Give me a shout out real quick.
Hey, Lua's Films.
Dude, he's like, say it, Lua's Films.
Say it slow.
Say it slower. And he appears right here.
Can you say Lux?
Lua's Films Lux. Coming soon.
All right, Brandon. That's what's up, Brandon. I appreciate you. And he also brought your vinyl, but he left it in the car because he's playing too cool.
Oh, he has your vinyl too. Oh,
I said you sick. Go get it. I'm doing too much. Nah. Never doing too much.
Nah, I really appreciate it.
That's hey, sick. Thank you, Brandon, for being a good sport.
Shout out Brandon. Damn.
Brandon Lux.
Yeah, bro, you can put that in your bio. He said you
can... Hey, why do they call you Brandog?
Yup.
That's Ricky, bro. Ricky's not.
Nah. All right, guys, we are back. Back to questions. We just had Brandog Lux in here. Huge fan, idolizes Danny. He's awesome. Oh, okay, Sam's here.
Well, can we put the thing back
up? Bro set his own setup up.
I know. Fix the camera all perfect.
Bro, that's why I didn't know. That's why when I said like, oh, he's making sure he gets his angles right. I almost fucking ruined it, bro.
Yeah, when you said I was like...
Yeah. I didn't know it was a surprise, bro.
That was a good clip.
Like, bro, I was looking slick with that one. You see?
Yeah, like, did you see when I was like,
yeah, I was like, oh shit, I need to think of something.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was a good. Yeah, was it
that obvious? I know Brandon's gonna clip it up. Right, he was like, go follow Lewis, bro.
You're gonna said, put the at on the.
I know.
He was like, say it slower.
That was
dude.
Funny.
That was crazy, huh? Am I not the only one that caught that?
Say it,
Lewis Films.
All right, guys, we are back, and I wanted to go back to talking about Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
You were with Peso Pluma. You know, he talked to you, he talked to your mom, and he told your mom, we're going to make a song together.
Yeah.
Are you guys, like, planning on anything still? Is there a song yet?
Well, right now, like, we've always talked, but just, like, like friends, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we've mentioned, like, the song and all that, but I feel like he's just so busy right now. Like, it's crazy to think, like, if I be busy sometimes, like imagine him, like he's literally everybody's looking at him, all eyes on him, and like it's just crazy to see like the to even think that like he's like a friend of mine, you know? It's sick, but yeah, I feel like it is gonna happen sometime this year, but we just have to like find the perfect song
because
I feel like it's just so important because like he's already done a lot of like the Bellico songs, a lot of like the new type of like corrido that there's been, and I would really like if we made a song, I don't want it to be like that, you know? I don't want it to be like all everything that he's been doing, and I feel like he at some point he also gets tired of doing that same type of style, so I want to like bring in like my style, make a song that's like more my style, but like make it fit perfectly with his voice. So that's like what we've been trying to figure out. I've been trying to make that song, and I feel like it'll happen soon.
Kind of like soon. How Kali Uchis did, right? Brought something different and like worked out. It was her style,
and it worked out hella good. Like the song is sick. The Igual Como Un Ángel, I think that's the name of it. Yeah, bro, that song is sick. But yeah, it would be sick to do something like that, and. But yeah, he's just like, shout out to Peso Pluma. He's like very close friend. He's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, because you guys are both so versatile. I feel like, you know, you guys are so busy, but at the same time, it will happen and it will work good because you guys, I feel like they're not afraid to experiment with that sort of thing.
Bro. But the song with Jaciel, Corazón Frío, fuck.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
You know, me and Jaciel literally collabed thanks to Peso because I remember one day I was texting Peso and randomly he sends me a selfie of him like this. Jaciel in the background is like, aquí para que hagas una canción con Jaciel. And then like, because I had already heard the song, the Rosa Pastel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I heard of Jaciel. And I was like, oh, that'd be sick. Like, I'm down. Mm-hmm. And then so me and Jaciel started like talking more. And randomly he sent me like the maqueta for Corazón Frío. And, bro, right when I heard it, I was like, bro, this song is sick, bro. Like, this song is, like, hella sick. And, because he literally wrote it. He told me, like, around the same time that he wrote Lagunas, Bipolar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he wrote, that's why it sounds, it's, like, the similar style to all those. Because he wrote it, like, in the same months, like, the month span. And, yeah, that song came out so clean, bro. It's probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever been on, you know? Mm-hmm. Sick.
Yeah, because when,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that when he was here, he told us that he wrote those songs very close to each other. So, la gente luego decía, oh, like, suenan muy similar. But he was like, oh, you know, it's the same feeling. I just wrote three songs out of those, all of those feelings.
Yeah, because he said that it was all towards the same girl, all those songs. He wrote them for, like, the same girl.
And then on your song, like, in the latest album, you wrote all your music? You write all your music?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I wrote all the songs, like, in this... In this out, Evolucion, it's coming out March 1st. There's one song I didn't write, but it's the first time I ever, like, accepted a song from somebody else and, like, interpreted it, you know? Yeah. It's the song Maldito Alcohol from my homie from Mexicali. He wrote that one. George, he wrote a lot of Junior H songs, too, on his most recent album. He's shout out to George. Un saludo para mi compa, George. And, yeah, bro, that song is sick. Like, I right when I heard it, when he sent it to me, I was like, damn, like, low-key. Like, fuck it, I'll try it for once. Like, once. Because I feel like it's sick to at least try something different.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, that song is sick. I really like how it came out. And I'm glad he liked how it sounded with my voice.
And is it hard for you to accept songs from, like, other people? Like, do you, like,
having no, that like, I've never really had offers like that, you know? Like, but in, I remember we started following each other, and then we texted. Cause I was looking like I wanna try something like different, you know, like at least one song that's like completely different, not my own lyrics, like, but I wanna like sing it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when like we just started talking, and he sent it to me. He sent me a couple songs, even like a Bellico song. And that one is sick too, but I haven't recorded the voice for that one, but that one is so sick, and I just liked it, and I put it in the album.
That's badass. Cool.
Because it's not normal for... Well, I mean, I think it's not the normal where an artist records... I mean, writes all their music. I think more and more they get writers.
Was this is literally the first time I don't write one of my own songs.
That's badass.
So you'd say, like, writing comes easy to you? Natural? Or was it practice?
I feel like it's a lot of practice, and you just grow mentally, you know? Like, you start thinking differently about things, and, like, just, like, the verses come easily now, like... Because you know what you want to write about. You know what direction you want to take the song. And it just comes way easier.
Yeah. I kind of want to take the conversation a little bit back. That you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of eyes on Peso Pluma. You know, him being one of the biggest artists. You, at your level that you're on, how do you deal with pressure? Or do you even feel like you have some type of pressure?
Sometimes, bro, like, this... I feel like it is really lonely, you know, this career. Like, it's really lonely because it's like, oh, you're on tour for a couple months. But then, like, once you get back home, like, now what? You know, like, you release an album. After the album, now what?
Like, yeah.
It's just, like, waiting. And
yeah, it's like, you're waiting, like, and that's, it's happened to me a lot where I like, get in my head too much. I overthink a lot. And, like, I just get, like, so frustrated with myself and sad because, like, I feel like I could do better. Like, I feel like that's one of my biggest problems, like, personal problems, because, like, I feel like sometimes I want to push myself a little too hard, and that kind of, like, breaks me sometimes. Like, I just be alone in my room, just literally staring at the wall, thinking, like, bro, what now, you know? Like, what can I do to keep growing? It's just, it's a lot of thoughts that go into it, because, like, I don't have anything else, you know? I don't, music is literally my life. I don't know what I would be doing without music, bro. Like, I don't know where I would be right now. And, like, that's why it's scary to think, like, what if I just, like, one day nobody starts, like, keeps listening to me. Like, that would, I don't know, it's scary, bro. Sometimes it's scary to think about. But, like, I feel like at the end of the day, I've learned that just as long as I can make songs and I'm able to do it, I'm just going to keep doing it, you know? Like, it doesn't matter if I become rich. It doesn't matter if I become poor, bro. Like, I feel like as long, like,
I feel like music is a certain type of richness that you can't get anywhere else.
That's beautiful.
And then right now you mentioned how, like, right now all you have is music. Have you ever thought of starting something else, having maybe like a backup plan? I don't know, like you buy properties or something?
Yeah, like actually I've been looking into getting some properties recently. And also I want to like start my own label eventually. No, but shit. That's why I want to keep growing a little more as an artist. And like even as a person, I want to keep growing like mentally to get to that point where I can start my own like whole label and start signing artists, like do things, try to help out more too, like to younger artists,
like from everything that you learned.
Yeah, that's why I still want to keep doing all this, keep like I don't know, like entregándome to this.
Yeah.
How I don't know why, like I've been forgetting how to speak English, bro. I've been speaking so like pure Spanish.
You do a lot of interviews in Spanish, huh?
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Oh yeah, how you started that like you release something and then, you know, you're just back in your room and
Bro.
I think and then at the same time it's kind of lonely because, you know, you're actually like around so many people, but then at the same time like nobody knows exactly how you feel because there's only like one position where you're in, and sometimes it's hard for people to understand what you're going through.
Like, yeah, like because you can't just be sad, you know. You literally have to work whenever like you have interviews, whenever you have to do like your stuff like that. You can't be sad, you know.
Yeah,
you have to like just block all that out. But I feel like I always block it out, even like on tours, because I don't want people to get that energy from me, you know. Because like I want them to enjoy the show, I want them to enjoy the songs. But at the end of the day, like whenever I get back home, that's when everything hits me, you know. I'm like, bro, why is this shit so lonely, you know?
Yeah.
Why do I still feel like this?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, or I would like to say like a lot of people kind of downplay like the happiness of an artist's life, but I like that you're being very transparent and, you know, explaining to the people that even though, you know, you might have this quote unquote super happy life, you know, it does comes with its challenges.
Yeah. And I feel like the main challenges are just that, like the emotional stuff.
And how do you deal with fame and that your life is all over the internet, and whenever something happens, you have to like show your face to the camera, you know, something goes on, you have to explain, like how do you deal with all that?
I feel like that's why I try to keep, like now I've learned that I just have to keep like my private life kind of private.
Mm-hmm.
But like obviously the way I act like on social media and all that, that's literally me, you know, like the way I talk to the fans, the way that I talk to the supporters, I like, that's just me. Like I post, like I like the way, like taking pictures of my outfits. I like doing all that because like I feel like people really get to see that side of you, like the personal side. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't know. I want to be even more open about like my personal side, like my hobbies and all that to the supporters as well. Because I feel like that kind of like you have that connection with the fans, you know.
And it's kind of hard too because there's like stuff you want to keep private, and then there's stuff that like private but however like has to be kind of public.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, there's been hard times with all that stuff, but I feel like what matters is just like you overcome that and just learn from your own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've learned a lot from my own mistakes because, I mean, obviously, like, we're all just young, you know?
Yeah.
We're young and nobody's perfect. But, yeah, I feel like what really matters is how you come out of whatever situation you're in. And as long as you learn from it, everything's good.
Yeah.
Life just keeps going.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, I feel like a preacher right now.
Yeah, I think the recent podcast have been getting pretty deep, huh? With Pepe too. He was telling us like we need to meditate, and he was telling us like all these like different. He was helping us out.
Yeah, he was you can't play that.
Like meditating, praying.
Oh, I pray. I pray like at night, and like before shows, and then sometimes even before writing a song.
Mm.
Well, whenever I feel like I'm about to write a song, I just like pray, and I just put it in the hands of God.
Is that something you like to do when you're stressed, you're going through something, or?
Yeah, bro, because it feels like I actually have somebody to talk to, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, cause bro. Literally, at the end of the day, I just like
at the end of anything, it's just like loneliness.
Yeah.
And I sometimes I feel like I said, like I'm not doing enough. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not doing enough for my career, because at the end of the day, I want like all this to just keep working out, because for like the future, you know, mm-hmm. like I want to be able to have a stable future for like my future family. Like yeah. that's what I always like thinking about. But yeah, I've also learned like I have to just live in the present. Like I can't be thinking too much like that far ahead, because it hasn't even came yet. Like I just need to chill out. Take every day, like, slowly and just do my thing.
And then you mentioned how you like to pray a lot. You know, all these, well, like, these past 3 years where you've been, like, touring and stuff, have you ever, like, I don't know how to say it in English, but, like, has perdido, like, fe at any point?
Nah. I mean, there's been times where I'm just, like, kind of, like, sad or, like, mad at God, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just, like, that's just me being so stupid, you know, because mm-hmm. it's not anybody else's fault for things that happened. It's your own fault, you know, like whenever something bad happens, it's just your own fault mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Like you just have to learn how to go through that and just know that it's a lot of just tests in life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's going to be a lot of tests like in all of our lives.
Yeah, I think this career that we chose was very different. But I think we can relate to a few of the things that you said where. You know, you try your best, and then at the end of the day, well, did I do enough?
Yeah.
Or, like, what? Did I do anything right today? Or
yeah, like, does it ever feel like whenever you guys go travel and, like, to go record, like, content or, like, to go do shit, and then you come back home and you're like, damn, like, now what? Like, you post everything, everything's online.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking, like, fuck, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Like, what's the next step? All the time.
I think us humans, we're designed to, you know, chase fulfillment, and sometimes like we don't know what to fulfill ourselves with.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's when you feel like you're in a dark hole. Like you're just like, what the fuck now?
Yeah,
you know?
This career that we picked, I think, is very volatile, and I think it's tough where like people tell you like, oh, you did a good job, or like, oh, this came out good, or I think it's a lot of doubt sometimes too.
Yeah,
you did the right thing or not?
I feel like we always need a lot of reassurance.
Yeah,
like a lot. Definitely. Like we always, I feel like comments like positive comments really do help, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm always looking through comments and all that, and obviously like there's always going to be like those hate comments and all that, but I don't know, I feel like if the most of the comments are just positive, that's what just makes me feel happy with what I'm doing, because at the end of the day, I'm making this music for the public.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned go ahead.
No, yeah, like the music that I make is just like obviously because it's my passion, but I just love changing people's like ways of thinking with my songs, like make them happy when they're sad or make them sad when they're happy. It's sick, you know.
And then you said positive comments help you. Do negative comments affect you?
I feel like not all the time, but sometimes they do, you know, because imagine like you're so hyped for like a song to come out, and then it comes out and like there's good comments, but then there's like those couple comments that are like, this shit is ass, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like everybody's preference as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, welcome back from the break. Danny, once again, thank you for being here. And we wanted to ask you about your new project.
You said welcome back again.
He's laughing at your face, bro.
No, my bad. I had to get that out.
Evolucion.
Evolucion. Bro, that one, this like next project, it's like the continuation of Deluxe. The album that I put out last year in August. Damn, it was already last year. How many months has it been? August, bro. You know what's crazy that like a bunch of people are gonna make fun of me about? Like I'd be forgetting the order of the month. is that
yeah, like after July, it's
am
like,
I just stupid? Gets,
yeah, no, that happens to me too.
Like
after July, like don't even ask me.
So bro. August,
Christmas, yeah,
September,
October,
November, December,
January,
February,
March.
Hmm?
So
March?
7 months.
7 months.
7 months.
We are March.
Wait. We're not in March yet.
Oh, we're not?
No, not yet.
Bro, the album would have been out right now.
No, because you counted March, so I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, no. We're maybe 7 months.
So you named the album Evolucion. So is there an evolution in your music?
Yeah, I feel like I mainly wanted to add that word in as well, because like it's still basically the Deluxe album, but I added like 6 more songs to it. And I wanted to call it Evolucion because it just feels like I've been evolving a lot as a person, as a musician. And I feel like you're really gonna hear that with these songs, like, and there's just so much room for me still to like grow, like for all of us, like we all grow every day, like mentally we learn new things, and yeah, bro, like I feel like I'm really giving the best version of myself, and yeah, it's Evolucion. A lot of my favorite songs are in it, and I just hope the people enjoy it. You know, like it's gonna be sick. Like, all the songs are just so, like, they're not too much, but, like, they're just right for people to enjoy them.
And then from those new songs that you added, which one's your favorite one? Or which one would you, like, recommend to listen to first?
Start track, the one focus song. Track. Focus track, there you go.
There's a song that's going to come out called Control. That one, it's just so crazy, bro. Like the chord changes, the lyrics. I even sampled, like, well, I didn't sample, but I remember I was listening to this Kanye West song. And like, have you heard the song? It's called Remote Control. It's like the, please don't ask again, who's yeah. up in the van, you're my only fan. No, like, that song, I just really like that melody. And like, I use that for the chorus. So like, when you hear the chorus, it's like that same melody, but with, I switch the lyrics. So it's crazy, okay. But that song's probably one of them, like the favorites that I've made.
Damn. And then we heard a song that you recently dropped called Ciudad del Sol. Oh, yeah. And something that really stood out to us is that you integrated charchetas, trombone, and tololoche. Yeah. And honestly, like I was a huge fan of that sound. And I think it really goes with you. Like, how did that song come about in creating it?
That song, actually, it was the first song that we made in between me, Eddie, and Victor. We made it in Miami one day. I remember we were on this Airbnb, and I was out at this studio session that I had. And then when I got back, they were just there messing around on the guitar. And I was literally, like, I went straight to, like, the room that I was in. I was in my underwear, bro. I was just, like, about to knock out, and I hear them playing something, and Victor was doing like this requinto, like, and then Eddie was playing the guitar, like the harmonia, and I was like, bro, that melody is crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, I hope it's not a song. I hope they're not doing like a cover or something. And so I went into the room. I was like, what are you guys playing? Is that a song already? And they're like, now we're fucking around. And I was like, wait, keep playing that. And then I started like literally. In 40 minutes, I had the lyrics ready, like, that's for the crazy. Whole song. Like, in the 40 minutes, I just heard the melody as they were playing. I added lyrics. I created, like, the melody for the chorus. And, yeah, I remember the song was just so crazy, bro. Like, I think I literally even have the voice notes of us first, like, creating the song. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was so fun to make it. And I called it Ciudad del Sol because Ciudad del Sol kind of just reminds me of Miami. It reminds me of even Mexico. And from where I'm from, where my family's from, Mexicali, they call it Ciudad del Sol. And it's just a universal name, you know. I've heard that they call Arizona, like Phoenix, Arizona, they call it La Ciudad del Sol.
Yeah, because it's
hot over there. And then the Phoenix Suns. Like, that's
the Phoenix Suns.
Like, there's a lot of, like, places that they call Ciudad del Sol. So it's like, basically like a love story that you're going to La Ciudad del Sol, but La Ciudad del Sol can mean anything to anybody.
Yeah. And another thing that really stood out to me is that there was like this EDM / house intro, you know. Yeah. I think that stood out.
That was crazy because I remember I was trying to make like another EDM song, bro. And that's that intro you hear like with the violins and all that. That was me actually trying to make a different song. But then like I remember I was playing it and I was like, hold up, like, this is literally in the same key as this song that we're working on. And I remember I put it in the beginning and tried to make it transition like well. And it just ended up sounding so crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It sounded so sick.
It's dope that you're still innovating with that sound, you know? Like, you're sticking to the roots, but then again, you're not scared to step out and do something different.
Yeah bro.
I think artists not staying comfortable in, like, the position that they got to and still innovating so hard. I think that's a good sign.
No, bro.
Better things to come.
I'm glad you guys like the song. That's sick.
What's up? And what goals do you have for this year?
This year, honestly, bro, I just want to keep growing as an artist, keep making music. Like, I feel like I'm gonna make music until literally I just can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I physically and mentally just can't. But like, I know I'm gonna be doing this my whole life, bro. But like, this year I wanna at least, like, one of my mental goals has always been to at least be like a top artist in Mexico, like number one artist in Mexico. At least for like a day, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like that'd be crazy to me, but hopefully I get there soon.
And would you say you have more fans in Mexico than the US? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's more in Mexico. Like, I've checked my analytics, and it's more from like the top percentage is from Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out the top cities. That
Saludos a toda mi gente de México, de todos lugares. Los quiero mucho.
Yeah, I think a common recurrence, every time we ask an artist, they always say that Mexico concerts just go more crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like, the people are just more passionate there. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, bro. Like, they just, like, give their all at the show. Yeah. Like, there's people crying. There's girls freaking, like, fighting, trying to get to the front. Bro, it's so crazy, man. And, like, they're always throwing, like, dolls of, like, I have like 100 dolls of me in my garage from all the tours, bro.
Dolls?
Like, dolls. Like, literal dolls. Like, they make, it's like voodoo shit, bro.
I was going to say that, but I
don't know. Like, handmade?
Yeah, the woven.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, the Dr. Simi ones.
Oh, those too. Yeah. I have, like, and then I have, like, this giant one, like, that this big of me. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool that you take the stuff home. I feel like sometimes it's impossible to take everything, but.
Yeah, no, the reason why I take everything is because my mom, she always, like, stays back, like, after I'm done performing, and she picks everything up and she just puts it in the maleta. I don't know how she finds room, bro. I don't know how she finds that space.
Damn. But that one sweater you haven't found in a while? I had to stay behind to fit the dolls.
Literally, bro. Nah, but it's been a crazy, like, ride just getting to where I am right now and just meeting all the people I've met, gaining all the support that I've gained, bro. It's just, I'm beyond grateful for everything, bro. Like, it's just, I feel like I'd be thinking about it, bro. It's like all this, I already have so many six stories to tell my future family, you know. Like, I remember when I was your age, I was an artist.
Like,
come
here, son.
Yeah, come here, son.
It's like, people lined up. See this picture? They lined up to see me, so you better show some respect.
Like, grandpa, what's House of Lux?
come here, son.
Come here. Like, those are the good days.
And so awesome. Far, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment has probably just been making my parents happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing them like just happy, proud of me, that's like the best accomplishment that I could ever have. Just knowing that I've made them happy, like, I just want to continue keeping them that way. Mm-hmm. And like, it's my greatest accomplishment and my biggest motivation to just keep going.
Wow, that's an awesome answer.
But like, artistically speaking, like, I feel like my biggest accomplishment has been Coachella so far. Coachella, yeah, that was crazy, bro. It was so crazy, like, the experience and all the people that went to see, bro, the show, it was crazy.
Yeah, the story too, right?
That was the whole thing.
That was awesome.
Literally went full circle.
Yeah, bro. I remember that day. I cried so much that day that we performed.
Yeah, well,
San Marita, what that happened. And then before probably wrap it up. Goals this year. Performance wise, last year, you know, you said the standout was Coachella. Mm-hmm. What do you got planned this year, or what's your goal this year? Concerts wise,
my goal this year is to at least sell out an arena. Just sell out an arena. I don't care where it is, wherever, but I at least want to do it once this year. Like, sell it out completely.
Awesome.
That's bad. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be here. We're super proud of you. Everyone watching you is super proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Before we close out, is there any message that you want to give out to your fans or the people watching?
Yeah, I just want to say, pues, gracias a todos por apoyar mi música. Gracias por siempre estar ahí atentos a lo que estoy haciendo. Y a los que no me conocen, pues, gracias por darme esa oportunidad de conocerme, de escuchar mi música. Significa mucho y, pues, los quiero mucho a todos. Y espero que les guste el disco que va a salir pronto este primero de marzo.
Damn, thank you for watching to the end. Peace out.
See you guys, bye. Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
I forgot to tell you.